So what God wants us to do is learn His way of life. Because apart from God, trying to live life the way you want to live it, not understanding, once you're born again, you've been brought over into the realm of the supernatural God who has everything. He'll let you live your 70, 80 years if that's what you choose. If you're not satisfied at 70 to 80 years, you can go ahead and live longer. But you can enjoy life. And you don't have to be grabbing all those things that the folks say you have to have. Yeah, you have to resist the devil. Yeah. I resist him. I resist him strong and hard. You don't hear me walking around saying, well, you know, Arthur got me down. You get among older people, they say they're retired. I don't do that stuff. I don't do no retirement. Y'all can go ahead and retire if you want to. Go ahead, you're retired, sir. I don't do that stuff. I don't practice what the world put out. I practice what the Bible teaches. I can't find a script in there where God said retire. I may change jobs, I may change positions and do stuff like that, but I don't retire. Yes. When I get through, I'm ready. Lord, take me out of here. I'm out of here. But you get among people that get past, some people get barely get to 60, start talking, oh man, I'm so old. No, come on, man. Then they start claiming all the stuff the world talk about. Anybody here? Well, the Bible says you have what you say. That's what you want. And so I tell them joints and nerves and stuff, you better shape up, buddy. Because I'm going to live till I get out of here. I don't need nobody wiping my nose. I got a hand myself. Amen. All right, back to where I was now. I'm talking about these tight skins. Remember that? So we think because we young, looking good, and you should look good. I my people look good. I like people look good. But you ought to do good. You ought to stay involved with what is good. Amen. I don't know what's wrong with people buy a new car and think they can run in a ditch and keep it looking good. I don't know why they think that. And you're going to live your life just live it any kind of ungodly way and think you're going to keep looking good? Come on. Next thing you know, you have baggy eyes, floppy side. and a whole lot of other loose stuff. And God has said, who said?
God.
The way that people come together. See how much time? I only have my watch. You know I plan to preach long today. Let me go back up here. Let's see what we got. Yeah. God has said. What did he say? It was not good for Adam to be alone. Who said it? So God went and got Adam a steed. Oh, he didn't? Oh, that, well, why did people trying to get Steve then? No, God said it's not for what? Man to be alone. So he did what? He created woman and he brought that woman to the man. And Adam looked at that woman and God didn't say a word. Adam looked at that woman, he said, now that's bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman. That's what he said. And God said in his word, or maybe I need to put it on the screen instead of just quoting this. When a man leave his father and mother, he shall be joined to another man. Why y'all keep disagreeing with me? That's why he on the TV. That's why he all out there in the world. That's why I hear. That's why I see people doing around here in Houston, all around. That's, so why can't I preach what they're doing? They're right. That's what they say. We're right. This is what I do, what I want to do. No, he said he shall leave what? Father and mother, and shall be what? John to his wife, and they two shall become one flesh. We got these two sides, two men trying to get together, and then we got this other deal, women, they just go out and get with a man, and a man just get with a woman, and they don't honor God in that relationship. And then they don't even honor God by bringing their children up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. And they wonder why they're in the trouble they're in. Why so much disease? Why so much pain? Why so much breakdown? Why are so many girls trying to get on government programs? Why is all this going on? And you claim to be a Christian, claim to be a child of God. God came to take care of you. Poor God. Got all these children, don't know what to do with them. I know I'm preaching good. I know I am. How many of you, with all of your education and wise, how wise you are, and I admire you, you take that phone you got now, you can get on there, you get on anything. You find what you call Instagram, you find YouTube, you find Facebook, what else on there? Somebody says Snapchat. What's that? Chat. That means you chat a little while and it'll disappear. If somebody come up on you all of a sudden, you can chat something you want, it, and they, what you looking at? It's gone. And we know all this stuff.